Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Well, verse number 5. Charity doth not behave itself unseemly. The word unseemly means to act unbecomingly. In other words, to be rude. To put it in our modern day English, that we don't use that word unseemly very much, but we use that word, man, is he or she rude? It's this kind of love that is graceful and it's charming. They have good manners. It's more than just being kind to others. It's their attitude and it's their actions. You know what good manners are? How to act around people. That's just an idea, just a silly illustration. But it's good manners. It's not unseemly where people say. It's not unseemly. Literally, to act unbecoming. Where he is strange. Are you following the thought? It's not unseemly. It's more than being kind. It's not being rude. It's being graceful. I read somebody something yesterday or the other day about it's the word charming. In the Greek language, not in Scripture, we don't have the word charming in the Scripture, but the word in the Greek language, grace and charming, it's the same word, charming and graceful. We think of women. They're graceful, and they should be charming. That's a whole nother lesson. By the way, we are losing that among our people, not just men, but women. There's a message there about mamas. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Where that one come from, I have no idea. That's my carnality still eats back in there. But mamas, teach your children how to be graceful. How to not to act unbecoming. Don't be rude. How to have good manners. And this kind of love, it doesn't act unseemly. And then I love this. It says it seeketh not her own. Caring for others more than we care for ourselves. In Romans chapter number 12, verse number 10, the Apostle Paul said this. That goes right along with this. Romans 12, 10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. There it is. In honor, preferring one another. You're thinking more highly of others than you do yourself. And that's what it's saying here, that it seeketh not her own. It's not about me. I told you years ago, the church office, Daddy used to have a church office up where Greg is sitting up in that. Is that Greg up there? Okay. Your boys are beginning to look more like you, Greg. I couldn't tell that. Anyway, up there, Daddy had an office up there before we did some remodel. And on his desk was a wooden plaque. I'll never forget it. It said joy. And what it said, Jesus first, others second, yourself last. Want to have real joy? Put Jesus first in your life. And then others. And then yourself. And that's what charity really is. When it says, it seeketh not her own. What's best for me? I have my rights. You ever heard that? Boy, in our society, inundated now with my rights. Well, this says, this kind of love, it's not about me. It's about others. We are to be others centered person. I wrote this down one day to be a book and to make you can understand us better. To be others centered instead of being self-centered. Does that make sense? Most of us are self-centered. Our whole world is built around this 18 inches. For some of y'all, it's 24. For some of y'all, maybe 36 inches. I had to say that. I shouldn't have, but you get the point. 18 inches, this is where your whole world is built around. It should be just the opposite. Whole world's built out there. There's so much I could say. I got to move on. It doth not behave itself unseemly. It seeketh not her own. Then I like this one. It's not easily provoked. Now, this is where a lot of us is really going to lose it. It's not easily provoked. Or any of y'all ever fly off the handle? You didn't have to read. I would never thought that was you. And this is on the radio and broadcast. And I want everybody to know, Linda says she flies off the handle. Everybody. Okay. This kind of love is not easily provoked. In other words, it never flies off into a temper. Does anybody ever flick your bick? Oh, where these words come out. Growing up, we had these things. Man, they know how to push my button. And when they do, I fly off the handle. This kind of love is not easily provoked. It kind of goes along with suffereth long, but it's a different kind of meaning. Suffereth long means you're patient. This kind of love means you're not easily provoked. It's not going to bother you. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but nails will never harm me. You remember that growing up? That's kind of a silly illustration. Again, that went on point. My mind just running now. It's not easy. It never flies off into a temper. It does not become irritated with those who are just plain irritating. Do you know anybody who's just annoying? Yes. You get around them, and all they do is talk, and they're just annoying. They ain't saying nothing. And they're irritating. And they're annoying. But you know what you do? You smile and you love them anyway. This kind of love is not easily provoked. Am I talking to the right people? Who said amen? Dale and Mark. I have a note here. You don't kick the cat through the screen door because you're not easily provoked. It's so... I miss that one. Okay, a wise man once said, the man who is master of his own temper, no, he can control his temper. He's a master of his temper, can be the master of anything. If you can control your temper, if you can master that, kind of like mastering your tongue, because when you fly off the handle, guess what happens? Your tongue starts, they go together. Now you turn red face and you can't help, you ain't holding it in, you're going to let it fly. And then you got diarrhea of the mouth, and I better hush because I got all kinds of colloquialisms. If I was in you couldn't say these in Thailand and all, but anyway, you understand what I'm talking about. All these things, it's not easily provoked. You don't fly off the handle, so to speak. This kind of love does not get angry or frustrated with people. It's talking about people. Am I talking to the right people? This kind of love... not only patient, long-suffering, it's not easily provoked. They celebrated their 50th anniversary in a week, too. We had a couple here years ago that celebrated their 75th wedding anniversary. That's a milestone. 75 years. She must have got married when she was 5 years old. A long time. They were pushing 100, both of them. I forget their names, like I forgot Dale. I forget their names. It's many, many, many years ago. Asked him, what, if you could tell me one secret, just one word of advice, and we've been married 39 years. Okay, I remember that. She reminded me the other day. Okay, 39. And I wanted a good marriage, and anyone knew, give me one good piece of advice. And he said, this is what I learned that keep me from having problems with my wife. A lot of fresh air. I always remembered that. You know what I'm talking about? A lot of fresh air. When something is said, instead of fussing, you just went outside, let things cool down.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.